The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading flash briefings for multiple sclerosis. Here's an article by Vanda Pinto. Study cites factors linked to treatment adherence. People with multiple sclerosis who experienced relapses in the previous year are more likely to have better adherence to their current treatment regimen, a cross-sectional study reports. The research also identified associations between treatment adherence and a lower body mass index, or BMI, and between better perceived mental health and greater engagement in clinical care. Pinpointing factors that cause MS patients to stop taking their medication may lead to the development of strategies that enhance engagement and ultimately improve quality of life. The study, Adherence to Therapy, Physical and Mental Quality of Life in Patients with Multiple Sclerosis, was published in the Journal of Personalized Medicine. MS is characterized by a wide range of symptoms, including fatigue, emotional and cognitive issues, and pain that can affect patients' quality of life significantly. Previous reports have indicated that psychological and social factors, such as coping, mood, or social support, have a greater influence on quality of life than the extent of nerve damage caused by MS. Following the treatment regimen as prescribed, a measure called adherence is critical to improving long-term quality of life and survival in MS patients. Poor compliance leads to frequent relapses and a greater need for hospitalizations. Yet, nearly three-quarters of patients report missing at least one dose of their disease-modifying therapies. A group of researchers from Italy have now sought to identify psychological, social, and clinical factors that affect compliance, with the goal of eventually improving MS patients' adherence to treatment. A total of 237 Italian-speaking MS patients were selected randomly from public online groups, Facebook pages, forums, and communities dedicated to people with MS. Patients were asked to complete a survey regarding their age, gender, education, and clinical history. The questionnaire included several validated clinical measures, including the Patient Health Engagement, which evaluates the level of patient engagement in their care, the Modified Social Support Survey, which measures patients' perception of their social support, and the Mariski-Green-Levine Scale to assess patients' medication-taking behavior. Patients also answered questions about their health-related quality of life, which generated scores for perceived physical health and mental health, and about how well their doctor was participating in disease management. Most patients in the study were women, with an average age of 45 years. More than 75% of patients had attended at least high school, and more than 60% had a job. Relapsing remitting MS was the most frequent form of MS, and the majority of patients had experienced no relapses in the previous year. The data showed that having had relapses in the previous year increased the odds of a better adherence to current therapy by 2.37 times. The present study showed that patients whose disease had relapsed in the year before the survey were more likely to exhibit a better adherence, the researchers wrote. We interpret this as greater attention to their health condition being promoted by recent painful and stressful episodes. However, a higher BMI, an indicator of body fat, reduced the likelihood of adherence to treatment. Since compliance is related to personal motivation, the team suggested that higher BMIs may be a sign of lower self-esteem or depression, leading to poorer adherence. This association needs to be confirmed in further studies, but might mean that focused interventions on overweight could lead to better adherence to therapy and clinical prescriptions in MS patients, they added. Results also showed that patients with better perceived mental health were significantly more likely, nearly six times more, to be engaged in their care, and being or having been in a long-term relationship increased the odds of having good perceived mental health. Having a job was significantly associated with a better perceived physical health, while older age and having progressive forms of MS were associated with worse physical health. In conclusion, our findings could help in the management of MS patients, promoting behavioral interventions that take the psychological and socio-demographic peculiarities of each patient into account, with a view to improving their adherence, the researchers wrote. Our results underscore the well-known importance of enhancing patients' engagement as a strategy to improve their compliance with therapy and help them cope better with such a challenging and unpredictable chronic disease as MS, they concluded.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Assessing my pain from 0 to 10. Lately, I've been thinking about pain. Specifically, how to count my pain. When I was lying on a treatment table, while my physical therapist, Richard, manipulated my shoulder, he asked me to rate my pain on a scale from 1 to 10. I'm sure many of you have been asked something similar by a healthcare provider, and it's a standard way of assessing pain, but it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. A scale that doesn't add up. Let's assume that for me, 0 equals no pain at all, and level 1 equals a slight feeling of discomfort that's nearly always present. Where do we go from there? As Richard continued to tug, twist, and palpate my left rotator cuff, my pain increased. Level 2, in my mind, was uncomfortable. Level 3 was painful enough to make me wince, but I could handle it. No pain, no gain, right? At the next pain stage, level 4, I told Richard to stop. If we'd have reached level 5, I would have let out a banshee scream. So what's the point of levels 6 through 10 for me? I guess I could have skipped levels and rated my pain as 2, I'm uncomfortable, 5, I'm wincing, 8, stop now, and 10, screaming. But that didn't seem to provide a better assessment. Who thought up this numbering system, I asked Richard. He didn't know. My thought? Use words rather than numbers. I hardly feel it. That's uncomfortable. It hurts, but I can handle it. Stop now. Guess what? There's actually a scale that does that. Other pain scales. In researching this column, I discovered 3 pain scales used in healthcare. The numerical rating scale, or NRS, is the one my physical therapist uses. It rates 0 as no pain, 1 to 3 as mild, 4 to 6 as moderate pain, and 7 to 10 as severe. The visual analog scale is a visual NRS. A patient is asked to mark their pain intensity on a line that's usually 100 millimeters long. Generally, it's divided as no pain, 0 to 4 millimeters, mild pain, 5 to 44 millimeters, moderate pain, 45 to 74 millimeters, and severe pain, 75 to 100 millimeters. The verbal rating scale, or VRS, sometimes called the verbal pain intensity scale, uses 5 adjectives to describe pain intensity: none, mild, moderate, severe, and very severe. The VRS is exactly what I was thinking of. It's simple, clear, and in my opinion, precisely describes what a patient actually feels. Why mess around with anything more complicated? Why ask me to choose from a group of numbers and hope that the healthcare provider will understand what each number means to me? Don't words do this much better? I think my physical therapist and others in healthcare should use this more practical pain scale. I'll tell him I rated a 10. Or should that be a 0?
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.